Chapter 25, The Discreet Charm of the Meritocracy. A more outlandish quartet hadn't set foot, belly, claw, and jaw on sojourn in 20 years. A half-breed Thielen female, her hut master, his Twillick majordomo, and his Chevin chief of security crossed the fort's leaf-littered courtyard and entered Plagueis's reception room. With the exception of the Thielen, they looked as if they might have wandered in from the Greel forests to consort with the creatures that had constructed nests and burrows in the fort's dank corridors and lofty turrets. Plagueis and 114D were waiting just inside the gaping entrance.
"Welcome, Jabba the Silagic Tayor," Plagueis said through his transpirator mask.
Droids had restored some semblance of order to the room and installed tables and chairs. Morning light streamed through square openings high in the wall, and a fire crackled in the stone hearth.
"A pleasure to see you again after so many years, Magister Damask,"
Jabba said in coarse basic. The ageless criminal lolled his huge tongue and maneuvered his great slug body onto a low platform the droids had erected. Gazing around, he added,
"You and your droid must visit my little place on Tatooine in the western Dune Sea."
"Someday soon,"
Plagueis said, as he lowered himself into an armchair across from the platform. Like Toydarians and Yenchori, Hutts were immune to Force suggestions. Had Jabba known how many of his species Plagueis had experimented on over the decades, he might not have been as sociable. But then the Hutt's own penchant for ruthlessness and torture were legendary. As a tattoo on his arm attested, he cared only for members of his clan. He didn't bother to introduce his subordinates by name, but as was often the case with many of the thugs and ne'er-do-wells with whom he surrounded himself, two of them had reputations that preceded them. The pink-complexioned Twillick was Bib Fortuna, a former spice smuggler whose own species had turned its back on him. Tall and red-eyed, he had sharp little teeth and thick, shiny leku growing from a hairless cranium that looked as if it had been inexpertly stuffed with rocks. The Chevin, a 2-meter-high snout that had sprouted arms, legs, and tail, was Ifant Mon, celebrated as a warrior among his own kind, and mildly Force-sensitive. He wore a blanket someone might have thrown over him to hide his ugliness. Plagueis knew from contacts in the Trade Federation that Mon was involved in a smuggling operation on technophobic Syria, supplying swoops to a gang of young upstarts. The Thielen was unknown to Plagueis. Pale and shapely, she had lustrous orange hair and purple beauty marks that ran down her face and neck to disappear beneath a revealing costume.
"Diva Shaliqua,"
Jabba said when he realized that Plagueis was studying her.
"A singer in the band."
"As her name suggests."
"A gift from Ingoda in place of credits owed to me."
Jabba's big eyes settled on the Thielen.
"She and Diva Funquita came as a pair, but I made Funquita a present to Gardula in the hope of smoothing over our lingering rivalry. My first mistake. The second, introducing Shaliqua to Romeo Treblank, who would move worlds to possess her.